This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mother's Day to everybody who celebrates. I think Mother's Day should really be a couple of days anyway, so we're going to officially call it Mom's Day on not just Sunday, but on Monday, too. Long shots, sharks, and sadly, bombings, thanks to the Russians. Talking Ukraine and what happened over the weekend. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for joining us on the show. Let's fill you in and get you up to speed, starting with the sad stuff. About 90 people were in a school before it was leveled by Russian bombs. Only 27 people actually were found alive and emerged from that terrible attack. And the descriptions of what it was like from the survivors, I had to stop reading them. I was so furious the more I read. One man, and he was heavily quoted, and obviously, a lot of people had talked to him. His head was bandaged, and he had his nose broken and bloodied and had a big bandage over his nose. And he said, "I got slammed down by a slab bent into a ball. Then another explosion, small rocks fell on us, complete darkness." And he described it as a woman was also in the room screaming the whole time. She was pulled out screaming the whole time. We couldn't hear a thing. They started digging, and he said he got out. He was like a drunk man, completely lost, completely lost. So this happened in an Eastern Ukrainian school, and for those that survived, they mourn the people that were sheltering feet away from them that didn't make it. I saw a lot of the video of it, and the building was completely leveled by the attack. The survivors said that among all the neighbors that they were there, like I said, a few feet from, many were elderly grandparents. Just imagine being in the middle of this. Just imagine. Every time you blink and you think, can it get any worse? Something happens. But on the other side of this, the Ukrainian military says new Russian pushes to break through a bunch of different areas of the country have completely failed. So the main push for Russia has been south, and in an effort to try to encircle Ukrainian troops, and they're having a incredibly difficult time doing that. Again, if you looked at a map of the Ukraine in the southern regions, so parts of that area are shelled by Russian artillery, and there's been a lot of fighting a little bit further southeast, but very close to the Russian border where Ukrainian forces are trying to get on top of the Russian supply lines and crush the supply lines. They're doing what they have to do to defend their country. Even Ukraine's Air Command South, is what they call it, said on Sunday that they had downed a Russian cruise missile launched by a Russian in the skies over the Black Sea by an Su-35, is what they call it. And that's good news, right? And look, the White House announced over the weekend new sanctions against Russia, so they're trying to ratchet that up. You had Biden and the G7, other leaders of the G7, they met virtually with the Ukrainian President Zelensky on Sunday, and they talked about what else they're going to try to do to punish Russia for these unprovoked actions, the invasion of Ukraine. And already they've hit Russia's three largest television channels and Russian oil imports. They're phasing all of that out. They've all agreed across the board to do that. So more of that is what's in the offing. And they haven't announced everything, but some of those sanctions that they talked about are really starting to kick in. But will it stop the madness of Putin? And therein is what we don't know. Therein lies the rub. We don't know. Sanctions, sanctions, sanctions. The G7, again, G7 banning Russian oil imports, adding new sanctions. Jill Biden visited the Ukraine. So we play along, we watch, and so many Americans with big hearts are donating, are trying to lift up the souls in a really, really tough time, an outrageous time for the country. I'm seeing a lot of signs in my neighborhood, outside of my neighborhood, all kinds of houses, all kinds of people, all kinds of demographics across the board, where you'll see signs, I support Ukraine, or we support Ukraine, or some version of that anyway. So I mentioned it was Mother's Day, and I hope if your mother is still alive, you had a chance to have a conversation or go out for a meal or bring some flowers over, whatever it might be. It's a big flower day, and florists are always busy a couple of days leading up to Mother's Day. Roses are a big deal. Run for the Roses, the Kentucky Derby, a shocker. As much as I love sports and I love the Kentucky Derby, I would never have predicted this and did not. If I were there, always bet on the long shots because you never know. 80-1 long shot, second longest in Derby history. Rich Strike. So Rich Strike, the chestnut colt, beat the favorite Epicenter by 3/4 of a length and paid $163.60. The last horse that was the longest shot ever in Kentucky Derby history was a horse back in 1913, to show you what a crazy Derby it was. Rich Strike wasn't even in the Derby until Friday, when Hall of Fame trainer Dwayne Lucas scratched Ethereal Road, making room for this colt that had just one previous win in his career. That's it. So this horse was fast. He just, at the tail end, down the stretch, he made the right move. And the jockey, Sonny Leone is his name, and Rich Strike had just two horses beat in the early going, eventually went right between horses and to the inside rail, and that was it. And the jockey said afterwards, I was in the last 70 yards. I think I got this race. I knew in my head I was saying I was there. So you got to love that. You got to love the ride, and you have to love the fact that a long shot wins it. It is that kind of year. Churchill Downs returning to full capacity, including former President Donald Trump, on the first Saturday in May for the first time in 3 years. 3 years. And I love it. Coming up later in the show, of course, we will do a man cave, and we'll talk more about this horse. Can it win the next leg? Maybe. The Preakness, who knows? A little bit different than the Kentucky Derby, but pretty exciting stuff. Sharks! It's not Shark Week. That's months and months away. So what is it with a great white shark? Curious where this great white shark is? I'll tell you. Coming up.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarua, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Fair or foul, Jeremy Paulson joins us. We always have a lot of fun when we do that. And plus your thoughts, the mailbag flooded with everything from A to Z. I know that seems vague, but truly, there was every different direction you could imagine in this particular mailbag, the latest emails that I've gotten. One person even asked me about this great white shark. You probably have heard about this great white shark. That's 1,000 pounds. Imagine encountering a shark like that. And it's called Ironbound. It's named after an island near Lunenburg, Nova Scotia, where it was first spotted. So it's about 1,000 pounds. It's 12 feet 4 inches long. And it was tagged a couple of years ago right around Nova Scotia. So, because it's tagged, they're collecting data on it. The nonprofit marine research group is called Ocean Arch. I believe that's what it is, anyway. And they kept hearing these pinging. And apparently, the shark is in the waters off the coast of New Jersey. And it's about 20 years old, they believe. And is impressive. It's impressive that it's traveled 13,000 miles since they've been tracking his movements. And it's impressive his size and his weight and scary. I mean, listen, not for nothing, but if you saw that shark up close, honestly, I think you would just be frozen. So it's kind of like that moment in Jaws, if we go back decades and decades and decades and decades ago. But who hasn't seen Jaws? And you see the one scene where the kid just freezes in the water and they're screaming. Oh, if this thing was coming towards you, I don't even know.
if it would be possible to, I have no idea. I think he would just have a heart attack in the water. I've never seen a shark this big. Never. And I missed if they showed the tagging of it on National Geographic or somewhere else. I didn't see it. You know, this is, it's interesting because shark populations, people don't realize this, have actually fallen over the last four decades. And especially great white shark populations, they're starting to actually bounce back. And on the East Coast, they've even been really discussed as vulnerable because of this population decline. Sharks, what happens, are accidentally caught by fishermen, and then they face feeding problems because of the overfishing of their prey. So then that causes migration patterns to falter, and all kinds of things are happening to the great whites. But this great white is really fascinating. If you search on whatever engine you search on, search and you'll see it. I mean, we live in the world of look it up. So if you look it up, it's worth taking that second or two. It is some spectacular creature. I like it. As long as it's nowhere near me, then I'm okay with it. Right? Just don't come near me and I'm all right with it. So we opened up and we talked about what's going on as far as the people, the Ukrainian people, and then the push to fight back against Putin, and then the sanctions, and then the long shot. It was that kind of weekend, and then Mother's Day weekend, and then the craziness of this shark off the Jersey shore. And now the thing that I think people are talking about, besides gas prices or food prices, which are through the roof, produce, milk, eggs. I mean, this is the same tune I've been singing on these airwaves really since the beginning of this year. But the other thing that's happening is there's a big warning that get ready for electricity problems. And so I read that and I'm like, get ready for electricity problems? So we have what's going on with the grid. And of course we know there are areas that take hits, and we know when there's tornadoes, when power lines are downed, all of that, that's what we expect. But some areas are actually experiencing more, not necessarily blackouts, but fades, and that's not good. Because then you get into that whole thing about, okay, so what's going on with electricity? What's going on that we're seeing this become a little bit more widespread, and we're not talking about weather? Why is that happening? And it goes back to the argument over where are you getting it from? How much is being used? It's like when we talk about cryptocurrency, and I think people don't realize how much space, I'm going to call it space, but how much electricity gets sucked up from cryptocurrency. So here's the thing. If you don't have a backup solution, because if nothing else, this is when we go into this kind of weather where that can happen to you, whether it's hurricanes or these tornadoes that we keep seeing that are popping up, not just in Tornado Alley. You got to have a backup, right? What's your backup? If you can afford a really solid backup, you get a solid backup. Get any kind of a backup that you can, because this is, I think, going to be a continuing struggle depending on the area where you live and the provider, depending on where that is. Because a big holiday weekend is coming up, a lot of these big movies that are being released, they're doing the whole pre-sale thing. So Top Gun is back. Top Gun Maverick. And they just had a world premiere at San Diego's Naval Air Station. They had a premiere there. And it's Tom Cruise playing Pete Maverick Mitchell in the movie, and it's opening May 27th. And what was so wild is Tom Cruise came to the premiere in a helicopter. The crowd was captivated watching as his helicopter was landing. And there were other well-known names in this. John Hamm and Jennifer Connelly's in it. And it's interesting because of what we've gone through in the last couple of years. If anything, there is something about going back to nostalgically look at parts of your life. And Top Gun was one of those movies that I think cuts across generations. I'm not necessarily sure why, except for I think the whole Navy thing, the flights, the Top Gun pilot, the action in it, all of that, the good guys and the bad guys, and there's something to that. There's something to the lore of that movie, because even 20-year-olds know that movie, have seen that movie. And I think this is going to be one of the big hits heading into the summer. And I'm not going out on a great big limb saying that, by the way. Not at all, right? Because it's that thing of how many people have some connection to the movie, whether it is because of a certain time that they saw it, because of where they were in their life, or because it was something that they watched with family members who were older. So that was smart to bring it back, and there have been a lot of conversations about that, especially when the movie industry is still really trying to find its footing. Lots of people stream now. Everything gets streamed. You have to cherry pick what channel, or what network, I should say, networks you're going to stream, because there's so many choices. And for movies, it's the same thing. Even if they don't really want to release it that way, so often people, I think now, are used to wanting to just stay at home and not necessarily see it on the big screen. So there's a big push to get people to go back to the theater. And of course, theater owners, how they really make their money is on the concessions. And if they get people back into the theaters, well, they're going to get enough concessions. And when you're at the theater, before you go to the theater, you'll be bombarded by ads of why they shrink down the size of the movie promos as to why it's so much better to see a movie in person on a big screen, experiencing it, being engaged that way. How many of you agree? Unofficial poll on a light matter. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Yay or nay to the movies?
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. The House committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol issued 5 subpoenas for members of Congress on Thursday. It includes House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy. This marks the first time the committee has tried to compel testimony from fellow lawmakers. In addition, the committee is issuing subpoenas to Scott Perry, Jim Jordan, Andy Biggs, and Mo Brooks. Those representatives are all considered allies of former President Donald Trump. Also from D.C., the Senate is expected to vote next week on a bill to help restaurants, bars, and other small businesses stay in business. The $48 billion aid package targets enterprises which saw big revenue losses during the pandemic and government-imposed shutdowns. The main goal of the bill is to provide a lifeline to the applicant who did not receive grant money through the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. You're listening to USA Radio News. A Florida congresswoman is sharing photos which shows images of pallets of infant formula at a migrant processing facility near the U.S.-Mexico border. Representative Kat Kamek tweeted, quote, "This is what America last looks like," unquote. Meanwhile, two of Kamek's colleagues sent a letter to the FDA demanding it address the baby formula shortage on store shelves across the country. House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik of New York.
House Republicans are here to push for action from the FDA and the Biden administration, who should have had a plan for this shortage months ago. As a new mother, I understand personally the severity of this challenge. My son Sam is 9 months old. He is formula fed. And even in my trips to the grocery store in upstate New York, the shelves have been fairly empty.
And the owner of Kentucky Derby winner Rich Strike said the horse will not run in the Preakness. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, thanks once again to everybody who had lots of thoughts about a whole bunch of things that happened over the weekend, including, man, so many of you were tuned into the Kentucky Derby. People who don't even normally care about sports, like I got this one from Johnny who said, "Hey, Kate, it's nothing against the sporting world. I just am into other things. But I do watch the Kentucky Derby. My neighbors always have a party, and they have, say, small bets, we'll call it that. And I picked the long shot that won, so I walked out of the party with $100 in my pocket. I felt pretty good about it. And it's weird because I thought, why not pick the long shot? I like the name of the horse, Rich Strike, but I know nothing about horse racing. It was just a whole lot of fun to hang out with the neighborhood and watch this iconic race. I have to say, it was pretty hair-raising. It was hair-raising, and I guess it's because of the idea of the long shot, you know, 80 to 1. And one of the biggest shocks that horse racing has seen in a very, very long time. And the thing is about this horse is that, the horse's owner said that he had campaigned fewer than 10 winners, hadn't ever even won an allowance race as an owner, much less a stakes. The trainer has been in the business for 3 decades. His name is Eric Reed, with just one graded stakes winner, just one. And the jockey I mentioned before has won a lot of races at smaller tracks, but never a graded stakes, like completely unknown. This is super underdog stuff. So that's the story behind the story. And this horse was bought in Kentucky for $1,200 as a yearling. He went to Venezuela and had not a great record. Nothing stood out. Nothing, right? That horse was the other horse that rode into the history books, Canaro 2, in 1971. So this horse had that same lore, where it was a no big horse, claimed for much more than the other, but $30,000 before his second career start last fall, right? Which is, again, not very big. It's a Derby stunner. I could go on and on, but let's get to some others. Mac Attack says, "Oh, Kate, this country, I, like you, love being an American, but the frustration over people going to war with each other over everything you can imagine, sometimes serious matters like Roe v. Wade, and other matters where it's just ridiculous, the masking. Let people wear masks who want to wear a mask, and if you don't want to wear a mask, that's on you, at least now. In my family, it's kind of split. Some people wear them if they're on public transportation, and others don't, and that's the way it go. But I can't believe how divided people are. In my 6 decades of life, I have never seen anything quite like it. What do you think would bring Americans together?" Oh, boy, that is Mac Attack. That's a question that you can't answer. I mean, you can't answer it. It used to be the old cliche was, oh, politics and religion, don't talk about it. Because if you don't talk about it, then you can maintain friendships. And it really seems to be that way for some people. That you can't talk about any, what can you talk about? You can't talk about anything without somebody being offended. And you should be able to have conversations, but rational conversations. It used to be, I think, for a lot of people, you could disagree. I mean, do you want everybody in your world to be exactly like you? No. But do you want to have practically fistfights over some things that don't matter? And then the things that do matter have that incredible wall that goes up. So the answer is people need to give each other a break and need to be more open-minded to the conversations and have conversations. They're going to have conversations that are going to get sticky, and these people are your friends or acquaintances or whatever. You're not going to remain close if you're constantly battling it out. I mean, that's the best I can do. That's the best I got for you, Mac. Van says, "Oh, Kate, I love hearing you with Greg Stebbin when he comes on and he talks about what's going on in raising money for the ambulances. I think that he's been really fascinating to me because he's been able to give you a better idea and us of what it really has been like, especially when he dipped into Ukraine and that experience of what the people there are experiencing and how critical things like ambulances are because of the fact that it's a hospital. So thanks for having him on. I donated. I know that my sister donated and some other people in my family because I told them about those conversations with Greg. Well, thanks for mentioning that, and that's why I went to your email, because Greg and I have known each other for a long time, and if you've listened to this show, you've heard Greg and I talk about other things, technology. He was an editor for Men's Health magazine, and he called me before he was leaving and told me he was going to do that and asked me what I thought about
going over there and he was going, but going over there and trying to raise more awareness. And of course, it's like, are you kidding? That's awesome that you're going to do that. And they did do a great job, and they had so many more ambulances now go to the people that needed it, go to the regions that needed it. So when there was any kind of an emergency, any kind of emergency, there was access to medical care, because you know that's the difference between life and death. And sometimes it was, you know, it could be for the people that were fighting, Ukrainians that were fighting, but just the everyday common man or woman who they were trying to stay alive, and they needed some kind of medical attention. So it was very, very, very successful. This is from Al. Oh, Alabama, Kate. That story about the corrections officer, why would she risk everything when she was at the tail end of her career? Why, oh why, would she be so seduced by a guy who was up for murder, as I understand it? How could she trust that she would survive whatever was going to happen there? I can't believe that she was his hostage. She certainly wasn't. And I would have to think that they got to be closing in on the two of them, because how easily could they disappear on not that much money? I think that they had less than $100,000. Maybe there was more money somehow. But this was a guy that was serving 75 years for a bunch of different crimes, carjacking, all kinds of things, home invasion, 2 counts of capital murder. What could she be thinking? Yeah, well, I mean, there's the answer. What could she be thinking? We don't know. She was this supposedly trusted corrections officer, but they say there was a side that she must have hid. And she had a large sum of money and took that money and vanished. She's got different aliases. She used money to get whatever the SUV is they were in, and she's probably gone on to another alias if she's got a whole bunch of different ones. And so now this manhunt has been over a week, and they're saying, excuse me, that they should be considered armed and dangerous, and that they might have an AR-15 rifle, handguns, a shotgun, which makes sense. So they're offering still a reward, $10,000, for information to the arrest of the inmate, and $5,000 for the former officer. And even the governor said that there's an additional $5,000 for information leading to the arrest of both of them. And she obviously didn't care. Whatever the reason is, she didn't care, and they say they're back to square one, because they found the car. They know where the car is. They know the direction they went. They canvassed the area. They're looking for witnesses. They're trying to research anything they can. Were there any stolen cars, any other vehicles, any of that kind of stuff? And did they catch a ride with somebody else? And so far, it's kind of, unless they're not releasing that, it's kind of a cold trail from what I understand. But it is a weird story. Look for a future Lifetime movie, probably, on this. And maybe she was seduced by him, or that was her, that's what she wanted to do. Who knows? Or mutual, whatever it was. All right, then there's this one from Axe, who says, hi, Kate. I look at Putin and this whole dance of Victory Day, and why would we care about the Russian anniversaries and his invasion of the Ukraine and the timing of it, and not caring about how many innocent people are killed with, for this, as you call it, massive land grab? Is it paranoia? Is it legacy? Is he just one nasty SOB? It's probably all of the above and so much more. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Fair or foul on the flip side.
Ever
feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Of the show, one of my favorite things we do every week is invite Jeremy Paulson onto the airwaves for There or Foul.
Signal fair after the fair.
It's a hard foul there.
Takes on a fair.
A hard foul.
Invalid fair signal.
It's a hard foul.
It's a hard foul. I love that. So it might not be any hard fouls this time around, or maybe there's several. We'll see.
Every
Hi, Jeremy.
Single one's a hard foul.
Just say it right now. That we don't have to even do it. That's right. It's all hard foul. So there's a lot of conversation about inclusive resorts. People always say, "Ooh, if you go to an inclusive resort, then you know, all the booze and all the food, everything's free. It's amazing. It's awesome." Would you rather just go and hunt down your own grub and eat wherever you want to eat and just stay at some nice place? If someone wanted to put you up, would you go for the inclusive or would you go for the other?
I would go for the other. I like to explore, I guess.
Right, instead of just go to the Bahamas and eat and sleep and do all the everything in one spot.
Yeah, I want to experience cuisine.
Yeah.
Me too. I'm the same as you. People like it, and then look at, there was just this crazy thing that happened at Sandals Resort in the Bahamas. Three Americans died at Sandals, two men and a woman. And a fourth American had to be airlifted to a hospital in Nassau, the capital of the Bahamas, which has nothing to do with why you or I don't want to do inclusive. But I like the idea of experiencing the world outside the doors of where you're staying. So we agree. And I get it. I get why people do inclusive, because they don't want to pay. They want to pay one fee. That's it. Boom. That's how they get you, for sure. All right. Yeah. Big dog. Right.
I had a friend that went to Costa Rica, and now they want to move there.
Ah. Did they stay in an inclusive place? Is it going to be like this every day? That's why I want to go to Costa Rica. A lot of people move to Costa Rica. I shouldn't say a lot, but Americans, there are Americans that are going to Costa Rica. Cost of living, temperature, the whole thing.
Yeah, I guess it's beautiful there.
Yeah, it is supposedly beautiful. I haven't been there, but I've heard great things about it. So, big dog, little dog, which are you?
I grew up with both. I like them both. I like big dogs, though, I would say more.
Yeah, me too. Big dogs. I'm a big dog person. I mean, although I have kind of a medium dog now, but I like golden retrievers. Ooh, they're so fun.
Yeah. We had a black lab.
Oh, labs are fun too. They're like big kids, just like retrievers.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so big dogs. Yeah, me too. I like big dogs. I think little dogs, it's not that little dogs are bad, but some little dogs are yippy.
Yeah, they definitely can be yippy, or they can be just babies. We had a little dog that like ran the house, even though there was much bigger dogs.
Yeah, the little dog was the commander.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, the alpha dog. So, when you're walking your big dog, would you be wearing Crocs? Fair or foul for men to wear Crocs?
For casually walking a dog, I think that's foul, but I mean... You can use them as like a slipper. They're a good slip-on shoe. You know, like
Really, I don't think too many men wear Crocs, do they? Really?
I don't think so. But I mean, I have nothing wrong with it. It's a nice lazy shoe, but I wouldn't be walking a dog in Crocs. No.
I like how you say that. I love your definition of this lazy shoe. Hashtag lazy shoe. It's the lazy shoe.
Slip on every day, you know, like lazy shoe.
Well, I have some lazy shoes that I walk my dog, and they're not Crocs, and they are slip-ons. So I have a new name for them now. I want lazy shoes, because I don't want to work to have to put them on, because he's all over me. The second I get up, he wants to be walked, so that would be a disaster if I didn't have lazy shoes. So here you go.
That's the fault of a big dog.
That's right. If I had just had a yippy little one, I wouldn't have to worry about it at all. This is one I think people listening could relate to, for fair or foul. Passwords. We're always afraid of getting hacked into, and I have a story about that that's going to blow everyone away. I've kind of buried the lead here, but, you know, there's places where you can save different passwords, and they talk about always changing up your password. But really, do you think people change up their password that much? I mean, fair or foul, come on.
I don't think they do. I really don't think people change it up that often. As long as you have a really good one, I feel like you don't need to, though. Like, if it's super long and you have it, like, memorized, I don't feel like you need to, you know? Like, I don't think anyone's ever going to break mine just because mine's, like...
So unique?
Yeah, it's really unique, and it's, like, 15 characters long or something like that. So
that's
like,
good.
I've been doing it forever, so I don't know.
That's good. The 15 characters, that's good. A good suggestion. But I really... They always tell you... We've had cyber experts on. They always tell you about changing up your password, two-step authentication. And I had to go to two-step authentication because tail end of last week... I had Russian hackers hack into one of my accounts, and I started watching it get drained. Immediately, we reversed it, and they put the brakes on, and it was fine.
but it wasn't fine watching that. And it, I changed everything. I mean, I changed passwords, all the everything that you could possibly do. And I learned a good lesson. And we've had people on that have talked about this, go an extra step and do the two-step authentication because they won't let somebody in unless you do that.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
IRS did the facial thing that they're getting like in trouble for now.
Yeah. But the two-step authentication can be as simple as a text or whatever. And
yeah, text
number
a code
or,
to you.
Yeah, yeah. So they would have to be there with you. So if they're hacking you from somewhere, they're not going to be able to get in if you've got that. So if you have your lazy shoes on and your big dog and you just come back from a walk and you feel like you're getting hacked into, you need to do two-step authentication.
A lot of the devices have the thumbprint, too, nowadays.
Yeah, yeah, thumbprint is good. That's another good one. It's you know, some people don't like to play golf, but they like to play frisbee golf. I think frisbee is just where you toss it back and forth. But, hey, frisbee golf, fair or foul?
Fair. I used to play frisbee golf when I was a kid. I also used to play golf when I was a kid, too, because my grandpa and uncle was huge golf guys. And my stepdad's a huge golf guy. And I play golf with him, so I do love golf. So either or is fair.
Either or, I like that. I like golf too, and I'm a golfer, so I can understand that. But frisbee golf, I think frisbee golf is hard.
It's not that hard. It's hard to get a super long drive,
yes.
I guess, especially if you have like a bad shoulder. But you know, I don't think it's that hard.
You have to really. Do you throw a frisbee well? It's not. I think they can be difficult to throw.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It might be hard to get a super long drive, but you can just, like, chip all the way there and still have fun.
That's right. If you have fun, that's all that matters. I bet there's probably some frisbee courses near you. Are there frisbee courses?
Probably. I'm assuming so. I had a friend that played frisbee golf, and he was up here, so there's probably a bunch.
I think there's a bunch, too, because it was one of those fad things that stuck for some people and not for others. And which brings me to my last one, escape rooms, fair or foul?
I don't know. I've always wanted to do one. I've never done one, so I cannot put my sense in this. So.
You can't throw in fair or foul.
Yeah, I can't put my opinion. I've never done it.
Fair. I think they're fair, but they can be really difficult. It's really fun. So anybody who's listening to us, anybody out there, if you are looking for something interesting to do, escape rooms are interesting, depending on the group of people that you have with you, too, by the way, because you can really get on each other's nerves because you're trying to look at these clues and you're trying to escape the room, and sometimes you don't do it. You have an X amount of time, and sometimes you got somebody who's good at one thing and somebody else is good at another. You need four people that are good at different things and following clues. It's really interesting.
And then you fail and someone steals your identity.
That's right. And so you walk away dejected in your lazy shoe. All right, Jeremy Paulson, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's it for fair or foul. I think a lot of foul in that one. But I like the lazy shoes. I'm all about it. And the big dogs. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.